Good Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Local Matters on KTLO. Glad to be back with you after our long break for Bids for Bargains. We appreciate everyone who called in and bid on all the items. But we're glad to be back in the studio, and we're glad to welcome once again Marcella Norell of H&R Block. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody.
It's always good to have you. It does mean tax day is right around the corner, but we do enjoy having you in, as always. You must have been in heaven. I mean, we've all been sitting around talking about tax and tax reform and tax law for the last 3 months. I mean, it's like right up your alley.
It is my alley. It's been really interesting. And I'm one of the few people that really like tax season.
Well, you should. So, Marcella, of course, the owner and operator of H&R Block locations all across the area. Three in Mountain Home and one in Flippin, of course. Marcella's always moving around, keeping us on our toes. You're back on the 201 office location, though.
I am. I'm back home.
Back home. Yeah, kicked Dara Lee out. I have no idea where to find her anymore. But
she's gone. No, she's in the back room.
We got a lot of things to talk about, as you're probably still. I've got a huge file folder sitting right in front of me, like a lot of you probably do on your kitchen table, pulling together all of our paperwork for tax season. We should have most everything in hand, some of it, I should say. And we'll get to all that. I don't want to jump ahead. First off, Marcella, I wanted to ask you, our paychecks that we got, probably the last pay period for many of us, we've saw the first signs of the new 2018 tax reform law. There's one line, right? There's one line that we should concentrate on, and that's the federal withholding. And that's the line that hopefully you saw an increase in.
That's correct. You saw a decrease in the federal withholding.
So an increase in the amount.
Yes, and your take-home pay. So, you know, yes, those have just gone into effect. IRS put out the new withholding tax tables here a week or two ago, and some of the employers out there kind of got some a little early, I think, but most of the people have been seeing since about the middle of January to now, especially, new withholding tax rates, which means that you didn't have to fill out a new W-4. If you were having extra from your withholding or from your paycheck being taken out, they didn't just forget to do it. It's because of the new withholding tables that they've lowered your federal withholding because of the lower tax rates that we're going to have starting in 2018. So people have been coming in. We've been figuring not only 2017 taxes, but we have an estimator where we can take 2017 information and figure what your tax is going to be in 2018 so that we can check your withholding and make sure that it's on track to be what you need to have withheld and you don't come up way short next year. You know, nobody likes to owe at the end when you're having federal withholding every week, biweekly, every 2 weeks, whatever it is. You know, it's just, as people tell me, it's just an insult to then have to turn around and pay at the end.
It's not fun. And I mean, you know, you're going to pay it one way or the other. So if you're getting a whole lot more money in your paycheck right now, it is nice, but rest assured, you're going to have to pay it eventually. So it is good to kind of step back and reevaluate, am I doing what I need to do for my 2018 taxes?
That's correct. Because if your estimated tax for 2018 is estimated to go down $400, but they decrease your federal withholding by $600, then you're going to be short next year. So
it's going to be your fault if we have to pay, though.
Well, not my fault.
But the tax preparers, though, you get the ire. Yes, I should say.
That's correct. And we don't like to be there. No. So we like to keep a check out as the year progresses. That's why we're there all the time. Mm-hmm. Let's make sure that things are on track. I don't like surprises except at Christmas and my birthday, maybe. And I don't figure anybody else does when it comes to their tax return.
Absolutely. So a good thing to do, you know, go ahead and check that now while you're sitting down with your folks. And like you said, at H&R Block, you guys are already doing that.
That's correct. And we're doing more talking about what is coming up for 18 than we are what happened in 17.
Oh, and that's a whole nother show in and of itself. And we'll talk about some of that. But I was going to tell you, I got one of the IRS scammer phone calls last weekend. I got the one that's been in the news that we've talked about here before. I answered the phone. The call came from New York. But I answered it. My parents were out of town on the KTLO cruise, so I was like, well, you never know. So I went ahead and I answered all the calls that week, one of them being an IRS scammer, and it was a recorded message saying a warrant had been issued for my arrest. It was obvious in the sound that it was not right. You know, it was obvious to me.
Mm-hmm.
But in the back of my head, I kept hearing your voice saying to me, the IRS never contacts you first by phone. They will always send you a letter in the mail. And trust me, the IRS knows where you live.
Did that stop your heart from going pity-pat, pity-pat?
No, I got really excited because I knew you were coming in here. And I'm like, oh, I wish it would have gone to voicemail because I could have downloaded it from my phone and we could have played it on the show. I was hoping I could have, you know, had breaking news on local matters.
Well, you know, the sad part is about those phone calls that no matter how much you talk about the fact that it is a scam, mm-hmm. that they're not going to issue a warrant for your arrest right off the bat, that they're going to send you a letter. When somebody picks up the phone and they hear that recorded message that says, this is the IRS and we have issued a warrant for your arrest, mm-hmm. they immediately panic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
they asked me to call a number with my credit card number and take care of the balance immediately.
Yes.
And they were calling me on a Saturday. It was a Saturday afternoon.
Yes.
Like, the IRS isn't working on Saturday, I can assure you.
They may be doing some things there, but they're not doing those type of things. So it's always good to get that word out there of all the different scams that go through. And, you know, as technology advances, as crooks advance, you know, there's always that work that they do to make themselves look and sound mm-hmm. as legit as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've heard about the letters that go out that actually have the IRS logo on them.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be something that is just a little bit different about it. But, you know, unless you look really, really close and then you call the IRS, not necessarily the number on the letter, mm-hmm. and talk to somebody before you find out that it really is a fraud. And it's a really prevalent thing in our society today.
Well, after the fact, I should have paid more attention then, but you have a section on the H&R Block.com where you can report a scam.
That's true.
So you should go on there. I mean, take a screenshot or keep that phone number in your call log, and you can go on H&R Block and report a scam.
Yes.
Because I want to get them. Like, you know, it's like we all feel like, yes, I'm going to report this one.
Yes.
We can have telemarketers call us all day long, and we don't care. But
scams like that need to be reported, because the more knowledge that's out there about them, the less problems people will have with it.
We were talking about letters going out with the IRS logo, you know, being, you know, copied on there. There's a new one with emails, and it looks like, and I'd seen it before with Chase and FedEx, to where it looks completely legit, the email message. But if you will look at the email address of who it's from, it will say IRS.gov, but it says IRS234.gov,
uh-huh.
you know, and I mean, there's a little bit of difference. It looks yes. like, I mean, if you just glance at it, it looks like it's appropriate, but you've got to really look carefully before you download any message or open any attachment, for sure.
And that is so true. Be so diligent before you open an attachment. I just won't hardly open an attachment. And, you know, we all get those emails that, you know, are going to promise us thousands and thousands of dollars, mm-hmm. if not millions. I got one last week. It was an email that somewhere in Ireland, there's somebody that there's only a couple Norrells that are there that can inherit all this wealth that's out there, and wanted me to get a hold of them right away. And it's like, another scam.
Are your people from Ireland?
No.
Okay. I was looking for the blonde hair, didn't see it. So,
well, Paul's people are from Sweden. That could be close, maybe.
There you go. Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. We're visiting with Marcella Norell of H&R Block. Again, four locations here to serve you. Here at Mountain Home, you've got Plaza Way on Cardinal and 201. And, of course, the location in Flippin. You can find all of those with select your appointment time, call them, email them. I mean, if you want to get in touch with someone at H&R Block, I can assure you at hnrblock.com, they will show you a complete listing of all the different ways. I do appreciate that. It's like, it's easy to find your phone number. You don't have to just like search and search on a website, you know, because I still go to your website to find the phone number and all that good stuff. You know, you don't have to dig. They want you to call them. It's a refreshing change.
It is. We have a very good website that has wonderful links and, you know, find a tax pro, find an office. If you have a zip code, you can go in there, you can find an office within 100 miles. So, you know, it's a very good website, promotes us, mm-hmm. makes it easy for people to find us.
Phone number's easy to find on the website. That's the most important thing to me, for me always.
You don't look in the phone book?
No, ma'am. I'm sorry.
That's well, you know, difference in age.
Well, and even if you Google now, like you Google on an iPhone, I mean, the number just pops up. Yeah, I don't even have to, like, you don't even have to look through all that stuff anymore.
That is so true.
I know. Sorry. Yes. I'm that person. I readily admit it. Tax day's coming up. You get an extra day again this year. I think that's because Marcella's been asking for those extra days for the past few years. But Tuesday, April 17th is the day.
That's the deadline. You got to have your tax return filed by that day or file an extension by that day.
But we are well underway. I mean, checks are already being cut and deposits being made and electronic funds being transferred. I mean, all the good things are already happening.
Yes. Once IRS got open and started accepting returns electronically, which was January 29th, then they started immediately processing returns. And yesterday, I think I got an email from a client that said, my refund's already here. So it was fantastic to hear that and to see that people are getting their refunds back.
Do you think I've interviewed you too often on Local Matters that when the news of the government shutdown came out, the first person I thought of was you and the IRS not being open to get the paperwork done? Because we had talked, I mean, a few years ago that same thing happened, and it's like y'all were all sitting there, you were waiting for all your forms and everything to officially open so you could start preparing taxes. And when thankfully, the shutdown only lasted, you know, a long weekend. But, yeah, you were the first person I thought of. How about that?
Well, I appreciate that very much. That's awesome. And my first thought was, what's going to happen at IRS?
Yeah.
And then I started looking at the news, and IRS has a contingency plan for shutdowns. So they are considered an essential service.
Well.
They have to collect the money.
They have to. You know, the answer to all your questions is always money. So if it has to do with money, it's going to be essential.
Yes.
If you have, if you haven't already, but if you're getting ready to file and get your return, there's new tracking of your returns that you can do. It makes me think of when you order a pizza and now you can track it, like, oh, it's in the oven or oh, it's in the car. I mean, you can see all that on your phone. I obviously order too much pizza at my house, but that's exciting to know I can track my check now.
Well, you know, IRS and Arkansas both are not quite as fast as Pizza Hut or one of the pizza places. I shouldn't just name one. But they do have a website, both of them, that where's my refund. And you have to have 3 bits of information from your tax return to get online. And you can find out if they've processed your tax return yet. And IRS even puts on when your refund is scheduled to be paid on there. So it's a very good system. It's easy to get to. It's irs.gov, you know, so just go to the official IRS website, not some of those we were talking about earlier, but the irs.gov and there's a link on there for where's my refund and get your information from your tax return, go in there, plug it in, and it will tell you what you need to know. The state also has the same thing. The state Arkansas address is a little bit longer. It's www.atap.arkansas.gov. And there's a link down at the bottom of their page that's where's my refund. And you need the same information from your state return to plug in, and it will tell you when your refund is scheduled to be paid. If they have your refund, your tax return, it will also tell you that the state of Arkansas is performing more fraud checks this year and that your refund could be delayed a little bit longer than it was last year because of these fraud checks that they have in place. They've learned that once they pay a refund out fraudulently on a tax return, it's harder to get it back. So they're trying real hard not to pay them out until they know for sure that it really is the person that's supposed to get it.
I think you see the ATAP, I think you see that as part of the electronic deposit when your return comes in. I think it's labeled as that.
And yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah. Do they send checks anymore? I mean, do they still send hard checks? Or
yes, they will still send a check. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they prefer direct deposits. But they will still send out checks. Anytime you want a check, you can get a check. It takes a little bit longer. If you get a direct deposit, your refund usually gets back about a week sooner than if you request a check.
And state is usually faster to process than federal.
It was
in the past.
Until last year. Mm-hmm. That is correct, because you could usually get your state refund mm-hmm. within 5 days. But your state refund last year started being a little bit slower, and it's because of those fraud things they were putting in place.
If you do not expect a refund, if you do expect that you need to pay in and you need to delay some of that, what are the steps that you need to be taking now?
The delay of the payment, even if you file your tax return right now and you owe the state, that state payment is not due until the April 17th. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have up until April 17th to pay any state mm-hmm. tax, any tax due, even though we go ahead and send your return electronically mm-hmm. now. After April 17th, then if you request an extension, you're supposed to still pay 90% of what you expect your tax to be. Mm-hmm. If you do not do that, they will charge you interest and they will charge you a late payment penalty. They will also, if you do not file an extension, charge you a late filing penalty. And you don't want to pay that. So you want to be sure that you do have an extension in place if you cannot file your return by April 17th.
And if you don't have all these dates memorized like Marcella does, just call, right?
Just call me. Just call the office. We can tell you.
Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. We're visiting once again with Marcella Norell of H&R Block. Marcella, I've got some few specific questions that we'll kind of get to on 2017 taxes. I know we all want to talk about 2018. I mean, but you are preparing 2017 taxes. So,
yes,
so
we are.
Let's run through a couple of these just, you know, while we're all still, you know, trying to get our stuff together or to, you know, get ready to submit it. All the forms, most of the forms should be out at this point, except for there's still two kind of left out there that you might be waiting on before you can complete your paperwork gathering.
That's true. There's sometimes some of the brokerage statements don't come in mm-hmm. until later on. It has to do with some of the types of investments you may have. Mm-hmm. So you may not have received all your brokerage statements yet. And, you know, they are not late. You know, they're well within the time frame of when they're supposed to be out. Then also your 1095 series, the B and C that shows if you have employer health insurance, those are not due out until sometime in March. So mm-hmm. you may not have those, but you do not have to wait for those two 1095s, the 1095B and the 1095C, because as long as you know that you have health insurance, then that's all we have to know when we file your tax mm-hmm. return. Now, the 1095A, if you got subsidized through the marketplace, we do have to have that. And those, most of those forms are available. If you haven't received it in the mail, you can go to your account on healthcare.gov and print that form out. And if all else fails, usually you can call them, and they will tell you the amounts that's on each line on the form.
Is there like an actual phone number on a website that you can call someone?
Yes.
That's pretty good. That's pretty amazing. I will say that I don't know if anyone's like me per se, pay a lot of bills online. You don't get those hard copies. If you need to go back and ask someone some questions or say, I've misplaced this form, or it's really hard. It's really hard to figure out the process of going about contacting someone.
Sometimes that's true.
It is. Because everything's so automated that now it's made it to where, mm-hmm. like, I don't know who to talk to.
And sometimes when you call those numbers they give you,
they tell you to go to a website.
And then they lead you through all the automated So that by the time you finally get to a live person to help you with something, you are so frustrated.
Yes. Sometimes I think that's the point.
I think so, too.
Question here that we've got. There's some differences on the 1040 form that we might notice.
There is. It's something that I can't ever really remember seeing before. And some of the times that I've looked at it, I thought, what in the world? But there's some lines on the tax return that actually say reserved for future use. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what those are mostly are the extenders that actually expired at the end of 2016. And, you know, IRS doesn't always wait until Congress passes a new tax law before they actually get started on their programming and getting ready for tax season. So, you know, back the tax cut was passed on December 22nd. IRS was working before then, getting ready for tax season. But they didn't know what Congress was going to do when it came to these extenders that were on last year's tax return that were set to expire. So instead of just getting rid of the line totally and having to come back and reprogram everything and reprogram lines, they just put a plug in there that says reserved for future use. Then they can come back and they can fill it later.
I'd kind of like to put a line in there and say reserve for future check. And I'll send it to you. I'm good for it. Shouldn't we try that sometime?
So that you can put a refund like in hold?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty good.
There's some changes, some differences in standard deductions and personal exemption amounts. You and I talked about this last time you were here, but I think it's worth mentioning. You know, there are some changes that we need to get into our head.
There are, because, you know, everybody thinks about their dependency exemptions when they file their tax return. You know, can they claim their child that's in college? Can they do this, you know, their children that they're paying child care for? You know, they're claiming that child as a dependent, so can they claim their child care? And, you know, those things are going to change the terminology for 2018. Because in 2017, we still have the standard deduction that is a lower amount, and we have our personal exemptions that we get to claim for each dependent on our tax return and our exemption for you and your spouse if you're married. Well, in 2018, the dependency exemptions and personal exemptions go away. They doubled the standard deduction for single and for married filing joint, but you do not get to claim your exemptions for your children or yourself. So some people, you know, what we look at the total. If you have married filing joint and you have the two of you this year, you get about $22,000 in tax-free income, because that's what comes right off the top. In 2018, that amount will be $24,000. So you'll gain a little bit. That, combined with the lower tax rates, means your tax is going to be less in 2018. For someone who's married that may have two or three children, they may actually wind up losing a little bit on the standard deduction and the exemptions amounts, but they're going to gain on the lower tax bracket. And then we have what's called a new family credit. And then we have a higher credit for those children under 17. So in the end, you may come out okay, or you probably will come out to the good, but it's going to be a difference in terminology. And we're going to all have to get used to that.
Is there anything we should be doing now for it?
We should always be tax planning from January 1st to December 31st.
Good answer. Spoken like a true tax professional.
So. You know, tracking expenses is very, very important. Tracking your income during the year is very important.
That's a lot easier to do.
It is easier to track your expenses sometimes if you pay attention.
Do you still recommend us keeping a copy of, you know, every receipt for healthcare, every receipt for any gift made to a nonprofit? I mean, do you still recommend keeping a copy of all of those things?
Yes, I do, because the state has not changed their laws yet. And, you know, the state will have to look at what the budget impact is going to be to the state of Arkansas or any state before they will actually change their laws to conform to the federal laws. Now, there are some states out there, Illinois is one, that takes the federal adjusted gross income, and their tax rate, I think, is like 3.5%, something like that. I can't remember exactly what it is. But whatever your federal adjusted gross income is, they allow you to make a couple subtractions. One of the ones I can think of is pensions, because they don't tax pensions. But then whatever's left, you pay it 3.5%. So they won't have to change a whole lot of their laws, because they start with the federal adjusted gross income. Arkansas does not do that. Arkansas has their own set of tax rules. It's a totally separate return. And so you're not going to start out with something that the federal has done in 2018. You're going to be following Arkansas rules. And Arkansas has not adopted all of the rules that the federal. On your 2017 return, your medical expenses have to be over 7.5% for your federal return. Arkansas hasn't met to accept that rule that they lowered it to 7.5%. So in Arkansas, your medical expenses have to be over 10% of your Arkansas adjusted gross income. So, you know, we have separate rules for the state. And until the state meets and actually votes on what they're going to accept and what they're going to change, then there's not going to be a whole lot of change to your record keeping, what you need to keep up with. Because in Arkansas, you still need to keep track of it.
Is it fair to say that by the time some states catch up with the federal rules, the federal rules change again?
That is totally fair to say. Yes.
Story of your life?
It is. You know, depends on how often your state legislature meets.
There you go. Any questions you have, you can always contact one of your representatives at H&R Block. Appointments still available. Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Saturday. 9 to 6, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 on Saturday. Yeah. And if that doesn't work, we'll accommodate some other time. So we can say other times by appointment only.
There you go. Time to get them done. Is it crunch time? Do you feel like it's crunch time yet, or are we still okay?
It's crunch time. I sent out an email last night to employees, and I said, I know you feel like it's Saturday, but it's only Wednesday.
So suck it up, Buttercup. I think my employer has said that to me a couple times.
Some long nights and long days.
There you go. Marcella Norell with H&R Block. I think we have you in here one more time before the big tax day.
I think once or twice, maybe even. So
lucky us. Well, thanks for coming in, and we'll look forward to our next time. And thanks for tuning in to Local Matters here on KTLO-FM. Glad to be back after our long break. We'll see you next Saturday.